This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For investors who want the whole story, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Here we go. KER Politics. I have a friend of mine on the line with me right now, a new friend who you're going to be hearing about more on this particular program in the future. His name is Greg Owens. Greg is back in New York. He owns a flatware business, among other things. He is very active, I have to say, though, in Coalition for a Prosperous America, as I am. I just joined a committee called Buy American, and at our first committee meeting, which even though it was over the phone, I had a chance to meet with Greg and chat with him, and he's a good guy. Why are you enthusiastic about Coalition for a Prosperous America, Greg?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on today.
It's a pleasure.
The company that I own, along with my partner Matt Roberts, used to be a company called Unite Limited. It was the largest flatware factory in the world, employing over 2,300 people.
Mm-hmm.
It was slated to shut down in 2004. Both Matt and I either worked for or had worked for the old company. And we took it over, sort of one man's trash is another man's treasure. Started Sherrill Manufacturing. We're now the last flatware manufacturer in the United States. The brand is Liberty Tabletop. And we're selling direct. But the thing that motivated us to do this was watching our community be devastated by plant after plant shutting down and all the jobs moving overseas. These were our friends. These were our neighbors. These were our family members in some cases. And we decided to step up and do something about it, and it's working out quite well, actually.
Explain to me the connection between what you're doing right now and in terms of your company. How did CPA, Coalition for Prosperous America, how did it, for lack of better terms, increase your passion or whatever it is?
Well, the passion was sort of always there. It's just, it's one thing to be upset about it and talk about it at the dinner table. The next thing is to actually do something about it.
Right.
CPA is a very serious organization with deep connections into Washington. And I felt that involvement in CPA would allow us to take our story and our passion and our cause and instead of just talking about it, actually do something about it. And I found that to be very true.
How does CPA help you guys, Greg?
Well, we've been able to make a lot of connections. We've actually introduced legislation. We have several executive orders floating through the administration. I think our story helps that. Our involvement with them pushes that. It all sort of ties together. It takes people from all different walks of life, all different businesses with all different kinds of backgrounds, ranging from lawyers to business people and manufacturers like me, to band together and get this done. And CPA provides the catalyst for that.
Well, I have to say, a guy like myself who is retired, for lack of better terms, as you know, I'm pretty well retired. But the fact of the matter is, I feel very privileged that I do have an audience, you know, an audience, I have to say, kind of size. And I am so patriotic, I am so pro-America, that an organization like CPA fits in exactly with what I want to accomplish. You know, you get to the point where you want to do something for society, and that's really, I know that's where I'm coming from. I realize that your efforts were probably initially guided by your flatware company, but I'll bet you as the years progressed, you became more and more interested in what's good for our country as opposed to just what's good for your company. Am I correct?
You're absolutely correct. What we saw as an injustice and causing misery around us turned into a passion, and it turned into a mission. And, you know, certain members of my family may not like me listening to my ramblings constantly about the issue, but it really is. We need to push our country forward. It was veering off in a very bad direction. Maybe initially, for some reasons that I can understand, but certainly it's spun out of control. And I'm just so heartened to see the current administration and members of Congress on both sides of the aisle are finally waking up, and we're getting away from this globalism myth. And we're working back towards something that's going to be good for all Americans. And to the extent that I can help move the needle on that, I'm in it 100%.
Well, I'm in it 100% too in terms of this show. There's no question about that. I would hope that our listeners would pick up the ball and realize the importance of domestic production, for lack of better terms. You know, I found our meeting yesterday to be really interesting. It's interesting how so many people will avoid U.S. trade regulations simply by incorrect, or I guess maybe I should say falsely, labeling the origin of their products.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's astounding. There are several issues that we're dealing with right now, and Jim Stuber and I have formed a committee called the Buy America Committee as part of the CPA. Mm-hmm. And one of the issues that we're dealing with is country of origin labeling, and that can be divided up into really two topics. One is mislabeling, which we discussed yesterday, where people are just flat out lying about the fact that something's made in the United States. And the other side of that is not putting the information out there at all, and just rules that we have, or the need to modernize rules to cover the internet. So these are two issues that we're keenly focused on, because we believe it is a right to know issue. Americans have the right to know where their food, where their medicine, and where their consumer products come from. They want to know that for various reasons, and I can't think of one legitimate reason for not allowing them to know that.
I'm going to be chatting with a lady later who's also on the committee, and she wrote a book about how much prescription medicine we get in the United States that's coming from mainland China. If people knew that some of their really important meds were coming from that country, I mean, I just went through this, Greg, for the last 3 or 4 months or so. Medication was a very important part of my life, and if people knew that these life-saving potions, for lack of better terms, were coming from mainland China, I just wonder if the demand for them would still be so great. Any opinion on that?
I think it wouldn't be. In fact, I'm holding Rosemary's book in my hand right here. Excellent, yet scary read, really, because like so many of the Made in America and trade issues, The information that's put out there is basically put out there by people that are free traders. They're globalists. They own the newspapers. They own the media. They own the information that's being disseminated. And a big part of our committee, a big part of Rosemary's work with China RX, a big part of Jim's book, and other folks that are members of CPA that have written on the topic, is getting the truth out about the impact of globalization on the United States and our citizens, and helping to correct some of the things that have simply gone off the tracks.
Well, you know, we need to wrap this up. We're going to take a commercial break here real quick. But I want to just say one thing, and that is I find it really interesting that so many people, because of their political views, don't take domestic production, the domestic welfare of our country, really seriously enough. They kind of view everything as being, oh, that darn old Donald Trump again. Here he goes. Now he's throwing our best friends and allies under the bus. That was the argument that I heard out here in the Northwest when we were talking an awful lot about the situation with Mexico and the situation with Canada. Couldn't be farther from the truth. Greg Owens, we're going to get you back on the show. Thank you so much for your time.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back, KER Politics. Chatting right now with Rosemary Gibson. Rosemary is another lady who I met, a meeting I attended with the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Very, very bright woman. We're going to talk a little bit about Rosemary's book. I'm also, by the way, going to post a video that she did on Real Clear Politics, which will give you an idea, number one, of what Rosemary is all about, but we're going to try to accomplish that here in this particular segment. She will be back on the show because I think the topic is really relevant to what's going on. Her book is entitled China RX. China prescription is the way that I like to look at it. We have become incredibly dependent on China for what I consider to be vital prescriptions. And I got to tell you, Rosemary points out the dangers of that dependence. You want to chat about that for us, Rosemary?
Al, sure. It's a pleasure to be with you today. Yes, the United States has become increasingly and dramatically dependent on China for so many of our medicines. Let's take, for example, antibiotics.
Near and dear to my heart.
Right, and their last resort antibiotics, the generic ones like vancomycin, which you get if you have maybe sepsis or C. difficile infections. These are really, really tough infections.
Yep.
And it turns out there's a U.S. brand name company that we name in China, RX, that depends on China for the key ingredient to make it. We also don't make penicillin anymore.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, we don't make penicillin anymore in the United States. The last plant closed in 2004. It was up in New York. And the reason was Chinese companies came in with the usual playbook. They dumped it on the global market, the key ingredient, and they drove out all the U.S., European, and Indian producers, you know, that penicillin fermentation process. Then they jacked up the price. So we've seen this playbook over and over again, whether it's steel or other commodities. And now, from doing the research for China RX, it's now our medicines, including things important, critical drugs like antibiotics.
That is absolutely amazing. You know, there are many ways to wage a war, and it strikes me that this is a very effective one right here. Am I right?
Well, Al, we only have to look at history to see how food has been used as war. Happened in World War I, World War II, and our medicines can be used as a strategic weapon. We know that it has withheld rare earths from countries because it has a virtual monopoly on that, and there's nothing to stop China from doing that with our medicines. I don't think it's going to, I think it'd be very unwise for China to do that now. And the reason is its aim is to become the pharmacy to the world. And it's way on track to do that. And to its credit, it's really focused its attention with its industrial policy. But it's certainly not free trade because Chinese companies are heavily subsidized. They form cartels. They control prices. And they can afford to dump product on the U.S. market at below market prices. So that drives everybody out.
Well, whether or not, I mean, let's disregard the economic standpoint, or the economic implications just for a second, Rosemary. And let's talk instead a little bit about the social implications. Now, I'll tell you, as our listeners are aware, I've been through some real medical challenges lately. And I have to tell you, I probably wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for vancomycin, a drug that you mentioned earlier. Now, if there was any reason that I couldn't have gotten that drug back in July, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
That's right. These are life-saving drugs, and they're made by private companies, and the manufacturing's been outsourced to a country that is a strategic competitor, an adversary. It's not a good situation, and that's why I wrote China RX. I didn't intend to write it. I just was looking for a good story to tell in the public interest and stumbled on this and kept digging and said, oh, my goodness, nobody knows this. This is the first book, Al, to name the generic drugs, not just the ingredients, but the generic drugs that are being made in China by Chinese companies and sold here, including antibiotics, chemotherapies, antidepressants, medicines for HIV/AIDS, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, epilepsy, and so much more.
Boy, it's amazing how that country can control America if they really desire to. And quite frankly, you know, right now we've got a pretty good relationship with China. But what the heck, Rosemary? That could change in a heartbeat, and if it did, you'd actually have a meaningful number of lives at stake here in our country.
Well, medicines can be used as a strategic weapon.
You bet they can.
China doesn't have to hack the electric grid, doesn't have to go to all that trouble. If China shut the door on exports of pharmaceutical products, particularly the key ingredients in a lot of mostly generic but also some brand name drugs, if they shut the door, Al, within months, American hospitals would cease to function. And also military hospitals, civilian and military hospitals would cease to function.
Can I ask you a question? And that is there any way the U.S. can prevent this from happening short of taking drastic military action? You mentioned a few months. Is there any way that time frame can be shortened by the United States?
Well, we have to take our medicine seriously, and this is the recommendation in China RX, that we treat them as a strategic asset, just like we do oil and food commodities like wheat and corn.
Rosemary, how long has this been going on?
It started in the mid-90s, and the quality problems are just, back then, were extraordinary. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration wasn't designed to deal with a global supply chain. We uncovered a memo from 1996 written by a very dedicated FDA scientist who said, we have no idea where these are coming from, and they could get to the president. We had an incident 10 years ago where at least 250 reports of deaths in the United States were attributed to a deliberately contaminated blood thinner that got into the supply chain in some of the most prestigious hospitals in the United States. And most recently, there was a recall blood pressure medicine because the Chinese company had changed how it may change the chemical process, but they didn't know what they were doing. They wanted to have more productivity, more profit. And it turned out that new chemical process resulted in having a carcinogen being formed.
I have to say, that is absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And so the bad news is this is happening. The good news is now I think we have the best time we've ever had in the past 20-plus years that this has been going on to begin to change it.
Well, and that's we're going to try and change that. Rosemary, I've got to take a short commercial break here. We're putting up a picture of the book with a live link to Amazon. Check it out. This is a very, very important item.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called
instantly ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Continuing on with KER Politics, I've got Michael Stumo, the CEO of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. It would seem appropriate as the two other guests who we had prior to these two segments, I met through the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Very, very worthwhile organization. Two topics that I think are not fully understood by the American public, Michael, are, number one, I'm going to call it the new NAFTA agreement between Mexico and the United States and between Canada and the United States. A lot of people, when the president said he was going in this direction, said, you know, what a schmuck. He's basically taking our allies and throwing them under the bus. And as Mr. Ferry said when he was on the show probably a month and a half or so ago, he said he's not throwing anybody under the bus. You basically are going to see some new agreements come out of that. And that's, in effect, what happened. Could you explain the new agreements between the United States and Mexico first, and then we'll transition over to between the United States and Canada, starting with Mexico, Michael?
Well, sure. And this, you know, most of it is as to both. And it's called the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement because it's an agreement between countries, sovereign countries. We are gone. It is gone, this view that is sort of a trade agreement of the Americas or free trade agreement of the Americas. We're a free movement everywhere. This is an agreement between sovereign countries. So the name change is significant. But the, you know, some of the advances include the fact that in order to get favorable tariff treatment into the U.S., many significant products have to have a higher proportion of content made in these three countries. Before, for autos, only 62% of the content of autos needed to be made in the three-country region to get favorable tariff treatment. That's up to 75%. So that knocks out about 13% of, you know, it could be Chinese, Vietnamese, third-party content that could be transshipped through Mexico, stuck in a car, and sent to the U.S. So we wanted to benefit the countries that are in the agreement and not third countries that conceded nothing. So that increased rule of origin, when you hear rule of origin, it means what's the criteria needed to determine the national source of a product, and that's a proportion of the content. So that's what that is. And if we combine it with what's called the labor content value, which you feel like you want to fall asleep from hearing that, but what that means is that 40 to 45% of these of automobiles need to be made by workers earning $16 an hour or more. Now, that's de facto a U.S. or Canada location rule, meaning everything can't go to Mexico for 100% Mexican-made cars, because they make about $2 or $3 an hour. So we're really putting the brakes on the offshoring that we saw after the original NAFTA agreement with these two provisions. So that's pretty important.
Well, I think it's really important, actually. You know, we talked about this once before a long time ago, and my comment back then, Michael, was I was thinking that, you know, it's interesting, but as a point of fact, that's probably going to be really good for the Mexican labor force. But I can't remember if you and I discussed it or if Mr. Ferry and I discussed it, but it strikes me that probably that's simply going to eliminate an awful lot of automobile industry manufacturing in Mexico. Is that correct? Because they probably won't raise their wages. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yeah, they won't raise their wages. They're not going to raise their wages by 4, 5, or 6 times in the next few months.
Right.
Okay, so that's not going to happen, and that's why some people view it as, you know, something trying a provision trying to force Mexico to up its wages. I suppose that could happen, but really, what it is, it's a de facto 40 to 45% of these light trucks and automobiles have to be made in the U.S. or Canada. That's really what it's saying when you get beyond the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an offshore prevention rule.
Makes a lot of sense to me. You know, I'm a real health food nut in the sense that two of my meals every day consist of smoothies, and that's basically, you know, vegetables and fruits and protein powders and things like that. And virtually, God, I got to tell you, man, close to 95% of the fruits that I buy are shipped in from Mexico. How does this particular agreement vis-a-vis Mexico, tell us about the implications of that.
Yeah, so on the agriculture front, they didn't make as much progress. It's largely unchanged. The original NAFTA did, in fact, really, in a big way, increase our trade deficit with Mexico in fruits and vegetables to the detriment of U.S. fruit and vegetable farmers. And so that's really unchanged. We did try to get some stronger ag provisions in for our family farmers and ranchers, but unfortunately, big ag, which is the agriculture equivalent of the Business Roundtable, the National Association of Manufacturers, the U.S. Chamber, Big Ag, had too much sway, and we weren't able to win on that one, and weren't able to win to get country of origin labeling for beef and pork back either. So there's, you know, this is better than the old NAFTA, but it's not perfect.
Well, nothing in this world is perfect, unfortunately. I know we talked about the country of origin labeling, and we specifically talked about beef and pork yesterday. How does that work, Michael?
Well, in 2002, we passed a law called country of origin labeling for, you know, food, which required labeling as the country of origin of seafood, produce, and meats. And Mexico and Canada sued the U.S. at the World Trade Organization level, saying that it violated free trade to require that kind of labeling. They only challenged the meats. And the WTO granted, said, yeah, that doesn't violate free trade principles. Know that the WTO agreement, which was signed in 1995 by all the countries, has nothing about labeling in it. So it was something they made up. All right, those judges made up. But the U.S. Congress obliged and repealed the law. We were trying to get it back in this negotiation with Mexico and Canada. And again, Big Ag, that is really the ag import lobby, was just too strong for us. So I'm not. We really got to work on that with our Congress and say, you know, we don't need to do what the WTO tells us. We got to work for the producers that are here, not for the import lobby. Now, but there's some other good things about the USMCA too. Yeah,
I think you answered my question, Michael, when you said the Big Ag lobby. That's the Big Ag lobby as it pertains to Mexico in this case, correct?
That's the U.S.-based Big Ag Lobby, which is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, run by multinational meat packers, the National Pork Producers Association, run by multinational pork packers. Oddly enough, the Farm Bureau collaborates, and the American the American Corn Growers Association and Soybean Association are all run by, like Cargill, ConAgra, or at least funded by them. So they're kind of astroturf organizations with a lot of money that make you think they're farmers, or that farmers, you know, drive the bus.
Yeah, that's really interesting. That's something I think there's a real misconception when it comes to that. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to take a real quick commercial break. We're going to be right back and continuing our discussion with Michael Stumo, living here in view of the Canadian border. I have to tell you, I'm very, very interested in finding out the nuances of how all of this affects Canada. The prime reason I am is that Trudeau, I guess I should call him Trudeau Jr., took a very, very strong stance and said, we are not going to bend. Well, I think they did bend a little bit.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting with Michael Stumo, again, the Chief Executive Officer of the Coalition for a Prosperous America, of which I am a card-carrying member. I want to say this. Any of you folks who are interested in learning more about the importance of American issues when it comes to business, you really got to take a look at what the Coalition for Prosperous America has to say about that. Let's talk a little bit, if you wouldn't mind, Michael, about the New Deal with Canada.
Sure. Well, most of it is really the same as with Mexico. There's a few, most of the noteworthy positions are in agriculture, or changes are in agriculture, where Canada has a supply management program for its dairy industry and manages prices, supply, and actually there's a dizzying array of submarkets for milk protein, concentrate, cheese, butter, fluid milk, et cetera. And Canada had engineered its program to really keep a lot of the U.S. dairy out. Canada held strong trying to not change that program. They ultimately had to because they finally made an 11th-hour decision to join the U.S.-Mexico agreement about 25 minutes before the midnight deadline, because 75% of Canadian exports come to the U.S. But most of the rest is largely unchanged. The other part is that either Mexico or Canada, if they start trade negotiations with a non-market economy like China, they have to notify the U.S. Of course, we would reciprocate if we did, too. Mm-hmm. And if they sign a market economy like China, we'd have 6 months, or anybody else would have 6 months to pull out of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement if they signed that. And this is a real shot against China because it looks like the template is about telling our future trading partners that we don't want you to be including China in the trading system. So that's really important as well.
Well, I can see where that's incredibly important. I'm becoming more and more aware of just how detrimental trade with China to date has been, in the sense that the playing field was virtually vertical for us and horizontal for mainland China. How does the agreement let's start with Canada, Michael, in terms of dollars and cents, tell us a little bit about some of the specifics, would you?
Sure. Well, I don't have the specific numbers, but we're, you know, as I said, the U.S. is where 75% of Canadian exports go. It's just, you know, they're a big country geographically. They're not that big population-wise. And, really, really the average tariff coming into the U.S. is 2.5% anyway, and then that, and the USMCA, brings it down to zero. I've always questioned whether, you know, who cares if we get rid of the thing? You get a tariff increase of on average 2.5%, and that doesn't really, you know, currency moves that much in a day or a week.
Sure.
I think in a way it's a much ado about nothing, but for specific sectors it is. I think it's overblown a bit. But I think the big story with Canada is, except for a few tweaks, there's a lot of things unchanged. We are getting rid of this thing called investor-state dispute resolution, where foreign companies can sue Canada or can sue the U.S. or whatever for law or regulatory changes that interfere with their future profit expectations. That was widely denounced as crony capitalism, wrongful increase in corporate power, giving them the ability to challenge governments by way of a treaty in a way the companies couldn't challenge the governments in their own courts. That's going away fully as to Canada, and it's severely hobbled as to Mexico, as except in a couple of sectors. So the only dispute resolution is if the Canadian government and the U.S. government disagree, there's a way to resolve that. But you can't have private citizens or private investors sue countries under this agreement for unlimited damages before a tribunal of unelected judges that are corporate trade lawyers. It's a real kangaroo court. And so that's significant that that's going away.
You know, one question I have is, so when Trudeau basically took a real hard line stance, we're not going to bend, we're not going to cave to the ogre of our neighbor to the south. My guess is he was probably, it doesn't sound like a hell of a lot of changes really occurred. My guess is it probably had more to do simply with posturing on his part. Politics, local politics, domestic politics. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, you are largely very much correct. He had to bend because of the relative economic power of the U.S. and Canada. We've forgotten that when this whole call, we can't offend our trading partners. You know, really, you've got to use the market power for the benefit of your citizens. He did try everything else before mm-hmm. coming to an agreement. He did try to do a trade deal with China. China wasn't interested unless Canada was part of the NAFTA region so that they were a transshipment point to the U.S. because China didn't care about Canada's market. They wanted to access ours, so that didn't go anywhere.
Sure.
He complained about the steel tariffs, okay, because Canada was a transshipment point by which China's overproduction of steel went through Vancouver and into the U.S. in some form. And now that the U.S. has put the halt on eating global overcapacity of steel, and Trudeau complained about us being protectionists, but we're eating global overcapacity. Now, just today, it's announced that Canada is taking measures to prevent steel overproduction from flooding them. So everyone's a free trader so long as the U.S. eats global overcapacity. But when they're in the position to be the new eater of global overcapacity, they don't want the job. They're not a free trader anymore. Very interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. I have a question for you, and that is I want to focus just a little bit on the automotive industry. The time that I've spent in the northern Midwest, I was under the impression that the Canadian automobile manufacturing sector was a very important part of their economy. Can you elaborate on that just a little bit for me?
Oh, sure. Any modern economy of significant scale wants to have an automotive sector as part of his economic ecosystem. By many measures in the U.S., the automotive sector is the biggest employer in the country because that supply chain is massive. It's high volume, big ticket items. that take a lot of labor in the parts, in the R&D, in the engineering, in the assembly, in the sales. It's a really big supply chain. You take that out of the U.S., and we're in a world of hurt, even if we get cheap cars from some cheap country. Canada is really in the same position. I can't guarantee it, but I would put money on the fact that the automotive sector is their biggest employer, down several tiers. And China, that's why they're building their automotive sector. That's why the EU has 15% tariffs on cars, so their automotive sector doesn't go away. And note that we have just 2.5% tariffs on cars coming in, and Ford is stopping production of sedans, if you kind of saw that in the news, just SUVs, trucks, and maybe electric cars. There is 25% incoming tariffs on trucks, and Ford is doing quite well with trucks and maintaining that production, so are other automakers here, Toyota with trucks in Texas and the like. So they do complain about the steel tariffs, but they don't complain about the tariffs protecting their industry, which has kept them in business. Yeah. So it's, these are significant things, and it is, as you say, very significant for Canada to keep that kind of production.
You know, the one comment I want to make is this thing is, it is so simple in my mind, you know, with an economic background. I mean, there really shouldn't be any argument on any of these topics, but there certainly are. Going to chat more about this with Michael Stumo in the future, and I want to say that we are going to be distributing all of the news that comes out of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. And you know why? Because I'm an American and I'm proud of it. Michael, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for everything. Keep up the good work.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.